Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all my friends around the world. This is Gary Fretz, and our show is about yachts, the perfect escape vehicle. Why are yachts the best solution? Well, you can find liveaboard yachts for $15,000 or $15 million and everywhere in between. They become your home, and they provide inexpensive transportation around the world. With recent technological innovations, it's become very easy for anyone to navigate anywhere. And you can now have all the comforts of home on a yacht. One strategy I like is to go to the country you're thinking about moving to and live there on a yacht. It's like, try before you buy. Because if you find that you don't like something about the place, like your neighbor, the weather, or whatever, then it's very easy to cast off your lines and move on. In my experience, it's the only way to go. My guests today are Stephen and Estelle Cockcroft. They left South Africa in 1992 and have visited over 50 countries. They sailed through the Indian Ocean, the Red Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Caribbean. They have more adventures to talk about than we could cover in 10 shows. So, let's get down to business. Guys, what is your favorite type of yacht to cruise on and why?
Well, in the beginning, we thought it was a monohull, and we ended up building our own 45-foot sailing monohull in South Africa in our backyard, which we sailed for about 34,000 miles through the different oceans. And when we got to the U.S., my wife Estelle said, well, why don't we try a catamaran? Because only eccentric people climb through the roof to get into their living room. So we ended up buying a catamaran, and we've certainly of the opinion that catamarans are without a doubt the best cruising boats for many, many reasons. I'll let Estelle give us a few examples.
Yeah, I love the catamaran just because the living space obviously is fantastic. And then, of course, I did get a little seasick when I was on our monohull for a while. And even after all those miles, probably about 30,000 miles on our monohull, still never got better. But when we started doing the sailing on our catamaran, I just never experienced that sort of seasickness, being tired because you have to hold on while you're sailing because you're healing. You know, there are so many aspects to a catamaran that is just wonderful.
Well, I'm normally the guy outside who has to do all the driving and stuff. And a couple of things I really like. You know, one of them is that you can put your beer down and it doesn't fall over.
Nice.
Yeah. The other one, of course, is safety. You know, you don't have the boat heeling over, so you're walking around on a flat platform. And under power, it's extremely maneuverable because you have engines that are far apart from each other, so you don't look silly when you're trying to dock the boat. On a monohull, this can happen if you have tide and wind in the wrong direction. Cats are far easier.
And no rolling at anchorage. Hoo-hoo!
Nice. You know, I've owned two catamarans also, and I'm a cataholic as well because I think that they're just head and shoulders above a monohull, mainly because you can have a large panoramic salon, that's your living room, with an open country-style kitchen. You can have 3 to 4 bedrooms spread wide apart, so you feel less cramped, and it's more private than sharing a wall with your friends. You also have room for freezers to store your favorite food, extra room for washers and dryers, and everything you have in a typical 2-bedroom condo can be fit in a catamaran. And this, so, you know, this really wasn't possible 20 years ago. So let me ask you another question. I noticed that when I was cruising, it seemed to be very easy to check in through immigration in all the countries that I visited. Didn't you find that arriving in a foreign country on a yacht is much easier to enter and stay in most countries?
Oh, absolutely. When we left South Africa, we were on South African passports. And of course, we had a lot of problems around the world having to have visas. But when you arrive on a yacht, you're essentially arriving as crew on a transient vessel. So entering countries is a lot easier. Most of the countries didn't require that we had specific visas like what you need when you come through an airport. So it made life a lot easier for us to travel. And we got relatively lenient time allowances to stay in each country.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, how long would they typically allow you to stay?
Well, you know, some countries with 30 days, some countries with 3 months, some countries with 6 months. But it's not really a big deal because if you're traveling and you like a place, you can sail off to the next place. So you depart, you make entry in the next place. If it's an island, it's normally relatively close. And if you like it, you turn around and sail right back. And then you just restart the clock.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that whenever I'd go to a country, they wouldn't ask a lot of questions, and they sort of treated you like a first-class tourist. And another trick that I used to use is I would say that I was a travel writer on that blank on the immigration form where they ask for your occupation. And some of the immigration officers wouldn't even look at it, but others would look at it, and they would just say, oh, you're a travel writer? What are you writing about? And they really treated me very well when they saw that. So the other thing that I looked up on the internet recently is that the rules seem to have changed in Europe. And I understand now that you can get an 18-month cruising permit there now. And so if you're a non-EC registered vessel, you simply clear in and you get permission to stay there. It used to be, I think, 6 months or a year, something like that. And then all you had to do is just leave, go to a nearby non-EC place like Tunisia, Cyprus, or Malta, and then you could have a beer, turn right back around, go back to Europe.
Quite honestly, Gary, you come in there with your vessel, it's your home. You know, I think the officials generally decide that you're not going to run away and leave your boat there, so they do treat you well.
Yeah, and you have an expensive asset there, so they figure you're not going to be a pirate.
Right. Or, mooch off of the local population.
I think the important thing is that they give you entry because they know that you're probably going to move on. It's a controllable situation. So it's very, very easy and very friendly when you're on a transiting on a vessel.
Okay, well, we have to take a short break right now, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle, only on Overseas Radio Network.